What's up, Anchor? Today is Sunday. This is Kaylee Chella checking in with today's top stories. The annual G7 summit appeared to have weathered tensions over President Trump's threat of a tariff-fueled trade war until the Mercurial American pulled out of a joint statement while citing false statements by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It was an unprecedented attack on the leader of the U.S. neighbor and ally. Trump was aboard Air Force One heading to a historic summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un when he issued a pair of tweets Saturday criticizing the G7 host and stepping back from the generally positive tone. A few hours earlier, Trudeau had told reporters that all seven leaders had come together to sign the joint declaration. Trudeau said he had reiterated to Trump that tariffs would harm industries and workers on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border. He said unleashing retaliatory measures, quote, is not something I relish doing, but that he wouldn't hesitate to do so because, quote, I will always protect Canadian workers and Canadian interests. Trudeau continued, quote, as Canadians, we are polite, we're reasonable, but also we will not be pushed around. In the air by then, Trump tweeted back, quote, based on Justin's false statements at his news conference and the fact that Canada is charging massive tariffs to our U.S. farmers, workers, and companies, I have instructed our U.S. reps not to endorse the communique as we look at tariffs on automobiles flooding the U.S. market. He followed up by tweeting, quote, PM Justin Trudeau of Canada acted so meek and mild during our G7 meetings only to give a news conference after I left, saying that, quote, U.S. tariffs were kind of insulting, and, quote, will not be pushed around. Very dishonest and weak. Our tariffs are in response to his of 270% on dairy. A spokesman for Trudeau did not address Trump's insults in a statement. He said, quote, we are focused on everything we accomplished here at the G7 summit. The prime minister said nothing he hasn't said before, both in public and in private conversations with the president. President Trump cast his Tuesday summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un as a quote-unquote one-time shot for the autocratic leader to ditch his nuclear weapons and enter the community of nations, saying he would know within moments if Kim is serious about the talks. Trump said Saturday he was embarking on a, quote, mission of peace as he departed the Group of Seven meeting in Canada to fly to the summit site in Singapore, saying he has a, quote, clear objective in mind to convince Kim to abandon his nuclear program in exchange for unspecified protections from the U.S. Trump acknowledged that the direction of the high-stakes meeting is unpredictable, adding it will, quote, always be spur of the moment. Trump told reporters, quote, it's unknown territory in the truest sense, but I feel really confident. I feel that Kim Jong-un wants to do something great for his people, and he has that opportunity, and he won't have that opportunity again. It's a one-time shot, and I think it's going to work out very well. The Trump-Kim meeting will be the first between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader. Unlike traditional summits between heads of state, where most of the work is completed in advance of a photo op, U.S. officials say the only thing certain ahead of these talks will be their unpredictability. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of a New York pizza shop worker in danger of being sent back to Ecuador. Attorneys for the Legal Aid Society obtained the temporary stay for Pablo Villavicencio after a hearing in Manhattan federal court on Saturday. Villavicencio was arrested on June 1st when he tried to make a delivery to the Fort Hamilton garrison in Brooklyn. A routine background check revealed that there was a warrant for his arrest for immigration law violations. Federal Judge Allison Nathan granted the stay until July 20th. Villavicencio will remain in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody until his case goes to court. Thanks for tuning in. See you later. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.